to the January 20th, 2025 meeting of the Chelan County Public Utility District Commission. I'd like to thank everybody for being here in attendance today. We do have some visitors that I'll introduce in just a few minutes. Today's meeting is a study and business session with both of those items being completed this morning. We expect that along with an executive session being completed this morning. We welcome the public's input at our meetings and remind you that these meetings are recorded. Members of the public are encouraged to provide comments and ask specific questions after each item presented. If you wish to address and add additional public comment on items not on the agenda at the end of this morning's session, I will provide time for you to come up to the microphone and address the commission. When recognized, please come up to this microphone up in the middle and keep your comment. Give us your name and address so we know who you are, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Today we have all five commissioners present. Kirk Hudson, General Manager. I didn't look over to see if Eric was here. Eric Walquist, our attorney, and Rebecca Newman, Clerk of the Board, are here as well. At this point, would you please join Casey Nutt in leading the Pledge of Allegiance and Safety Minute? Casey, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Okay, so this morning I'd like to talk about preparedness. So I'd like to talk about preparedness at Chelan County PUD and a couple of different measures that the PUD has implemented. Preparedness is not just about reacting to crises. It's about creating a culture of safety, trust, and operational excellence that ensures every employee feels confident and secure. At Chelan County PUD, our core values, safety, trustworthiness, stewardship, and operational excellence, serve as the foundation for our commitment to keeping everyone safe. From medical courses coordinated by PUD leadership, such as combat first aids, mass bleed control course taught by the founders, Jen and Chris Foreman, to equipping our district facilities with certified EMTs and strategically placed first aid stations and trauma kits. We are taking proactive measure steps to empower employees and provide life-saving resources. These measures, paired with the security department's designated safe rooms and other preparedness initiatives, demonstrate how we prioritize well-being every day. Preparedness is a shared responsibility, and I encourage each of you to engage with these resources, know the locations of first aid stations and the resources that each contain, attend the combat first aid courses, and understand our emergency response protocols together by living our core values, and we can build a workplace that is not just ready for the unexpected, but unified in its commitment and safety and excellence. Preparedness is not just a plan, it is our culture.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back up here in a few minutes.
You can just stay there, actually.
Any questions or comments for Casey?
Well, maybe we'll get this introduction a little bit later, but one of the things I always appreciate the safety minute, especially when it's given by somebody I haven't really gotten to know very well in the organization. So can you share a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So my name is Casey Knott. I work
here. You have to speak up to the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You can sit down.
You can sit down.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So my name is Casey Knott, and I work in the IT department here at the PUD, specifically at the service desk. I've been here come 2 years in February. I came from the Air Force. was active duty for 6 years, and my background is in law enforcement and physical security.
Cool. You grew up in this area, or?
I did. I grew up in Wenatchee, Washington, and then left at 20 years old and came back at 26 to a much more populated city than what I had left it at. Lots of changes being made, and
nice to get to know you a little bit better.
You as well, Commissioner.
Thank you.
We're lucky to have you back.
Yes, thank you.
Bailed us out many times with our IT problems, and sometimes it's over the phone, so it's nice to have a face with
right.
a name.
Yep.
Thank you for your help. And Casey, we've got a group of high school students that are probably looking at you as, oh, he's close to my age. We'll tell you who they are in a minute, but I just wanted to make that connection for you as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Kirk, do you want to just move into, do we want to just have?
I can go right into agenda item number 3.
And then we'll come back to number 2.
Yep. No, it'd be great. Agenda item number 3 is our monthly cycle of personal ownership award recognition. And Casey Knott, who just did the safety minute, is our December award winner, and Casey was nominated for this award, and it was an evening in December, early December, when it was pretty icy out in the front north side of our property here at the service center, and our new chief operating officer, Dan Koch, was leaving the building in the evening, and Casey, and I think just shared a little bit about his background, which might give you some insight into, you know, him and who he is. And Casey was, like many other employees, wanting to head home, and he stopped, recognized it was quite icy, and proceeded to then use ice melt and sprinkling it not just in front of the building, but across the street in the big parking lot and a good chunk of the way all the way up the parking lot where people's cars were still there, knowing that somebody would still be coming out behind him. So as other employees were anxious to get home, Casey was taking the time to make sure they all got to their cars safely. And says a lot about him, and not necessarily right in line with exactly what he does every day, but he saw a need and he filled it. Taking care of other employees, making sure they got to where they needed to get safely. So, Casey, congratulations, and that kind of behavior is contagious, and I just appreciate you just stepping in and seeing a need and filling it, and others see that and are encouraged to do the same. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Little things make a big difference.
They do. I was going to say that. You know, a lot of my clients, so I work with an elderly population outside of this, and this time of year hip replacement is because of those little things that aren't taken care of. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now I want to personally thank you as well, because as one that finds it very difficult to walk on ice and snow this time of year, I really do appreciate, you know, the effort in getting out early or late, whatever. It's very important, so thank you.
Thank you.
Casey, it's my turn, and I just want to say that you're a fine young man, and I want to congratulate not just you, but your parents, because they raised you to be the kind of young man you are.
Thank you.
And that is such a benefit to the district, to the community that you moved back to 6 years later. So thank you. Appreciate it, and I'm so happy that you're working here and that you're one of us in the family at the PUD.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate that.
You betcha.
Now I'll let you off the hook.
Thank you.
Before we get into approving the agenda, I'd like to introduce some visitors that we have with us today from Wenatchee High School. So if the four of you wouldn't mind standing up and telling us who you are. Brett, would you give them the microphone, please? Thank you very much. They knew I was going to do this, so.
Good morning. My name is Alex Rieg, and we go to Wenatchee High School, and we are in a class called AP Comparative Government. And through that, we're getting a civics credit, our civics credit that's needed for graduation. And we need to attend board meetings like this. So we've attended, some of us have attended a school board meeting for the Wenatchee School District. We've attended the Wenatchee City Board meeting, and now we're here just getting our hours for our civic engagement. So we're glad to be here. This is Jalen Ping. This is Jake Berry. This is Siri Von Reese. And yeah, we're glad to be here.
And this is an AP class.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So you're getting some college credit for this as well.
Yes.
Great. Good for you.
So I heard one last name that sounded strangely familiar, and I see another Von Reese in the back of the room. Is there any family relationship there?
All right. Well, welcome, and if you have any questions for us, just let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for attending.
Thank you.
Are you all seniors?
We are all juniors.
All juniors. Great. Good for you. All right. Commissioners, management is not recommending moving any additional resolutions to the consent agenda. Additionally, for the public's information, items on the consent agenda are subject to transfer to the regular agenda upon any request of a commission member. Do I hear any such request or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda stands. All right. So, commissioners, do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I move approval of the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor of the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. All right. So, Kirk, we're now moving into the regular agenda. And we have in front of us, which number is it?
11. Yep.
Turn that over to you.
Okay. I'll invite Lisa Graves and Vicki Griffin up. This is a resolution authorizing the general manager to sell an approximately 0.74 acre parcel of real property in Douglas County, Washington, located north of East Wenatchee on the east side of Highway 2 to Public Utility District Number 1 of Douglas County. Welcome.
Thank you. Morning, Commissioners. I'm Vicki Griffin. I'm the manager of the Real Estate Services Group, and I'm here with Lisa Graves, who's going to do this presentation for us.
Is your microphone muted?
Should be green.
Yeah, put it right up to your mouth.
All right.
There we go.
Got it. Now you can hear me. Okay. So.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. So, as Vicki said, I'm Lisa Graves with Real Estate Services, and I'm here with a proposal for a sale of property to Douglas County PUD. Here we are. As you may recall, this proposal was first brought to the board's attention last April during a presentation for a different sale to Douglas County PUD. This piece of property is a small portion of what was a much larger acquisition for the development of Rocky Reach in 1956. It's not in the project boundary. It is not adjacent to or particularly near any other district property. It's being on the east side of the highway. It's not developed, and the district has never used the property that we're aware of. Consultation with the internal business units did not indicate there's a foreseeable use for this piece of property by the district. It does not have improved or direct access to the highway. It is effectively surrounded by 78 acres that Douglas County PUD owns. The acquisition of this property will aid Douglas County in the implementation of some zoning requirements and security measures when they do go to develop the property. So, the subject property itself is approximately 3/4 acre. The sale price of $64,188 is supported by a recent appraisal. And we're open and welcome any discussion or questions. And as I shared, we do have a resolution prepared if we get there.
Commissioners, any questions or comments? I know we've talked about this piece of property before. How did it end up that little sliver being...
Okay, so you see how it's a little triangle there? If you were to take that east property boundary and take it straight up, you see there's across the highway, there's a straight property boundary line there. And also across the south end, if you just projected those two lines, that was originally a whole quarter section. And we developed the bulk of that. Some of it we sold to BPA, as you see that there's Sickler substations there, but the bulk of that quarter section was developed into Lincoln Rock.
And that piece of property probably predates the highway even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In that location, yes.
The exact location, true.
A lot of those triangle pieces going in the valley.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else on that? Commissioners, do we have a motion for this resolution?
I would move to accept resolution number 11 as presented.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the resolution, resolution number 11, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Sorry, Karn and I cut you off there. All right. Motion passes. Thank you very much for your presentation today.
Well, that was easy.
We get an easy one once in a while.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to sell while you're here?
Or buy.
Or buy.
That's right.
All right, Kirk, I will turn this over to you. Again, thanks, Lisa and Vicki. Manager items.
Yep, I've got a few manager items. I'd like to invite Justin Erickson up, and he's going to give you an update on strategic visioning activities and process, and then he's got an introduction as well. Good morning, commissioners. As Kirk noted, I wanted to give you a brief update. You will recall at your December 16th meeting, we were in the home stretch of our strategic visioning document, Bold Enduring Value, Imagine 2075, and I presented some information to you by way of an update on where we were with our review, public comments received. We discussed relatively minor adjustments to the document and give you the game plan for a kind of final review. What's transpired over the last 4 weeks or so is that we have made those final edits, and we'll be printing and posting the January 2025 version of Imagine 2075 this week. So we're excited to get that out publicly and thank all the individuals that commented and helped us improve that document along the way, but especially towards the end of the process. You heard at your last board meeting from Mark Mullins about 2025 performance plan reporting and a desire to discontinue the SOPLITE reporting for this year, and how the executive team was developing a new reporting approach. And in similar fashion, we are in tandem working to operationalize the 2075 vision into our processes and looking at a way of developing a new strategic planning process that's dynamic and agile and transformational, consistent with the vision and what it's calling us to do, so that it best serves the organization. So, of course, we can best serve customer owners. So just as Mark reported to you that we'd be back in about 90 days to talk about our reporting mechanism for this year, we also hope to be back to you in a similar time frame to talk about how we're operationalizing the vision and looking even beyond 2025. Lastly, with some of the press coverage and stakeholder and customer owner interest that we had at the end of the year as we were
finalizing the vision. We've now received a number of inquiries and opportunities to present the vision publicly. I've been contacted by another Washington Public Utility that's thinking about doing something similar. We were contacted by the Ruby Theater in Chelan about a unique opportunity to have a presentation in Chelan, what they call the Ruby U or Ruby University, which they dedicate once a month in the community to a presentation and dialogue. And so we've got that opportunity coming up later this month. I know Kirk has had a number of opportunities or requests for speaking engagements with civic organizations and other clubs and groups. And then we have a major business, and there's also been major business and community events like the Greater Wenatchee Chamber of Commerce and their annual banquet on March 5th that we've identified as another opportunity to share the messaging. So it's great to get the word out and to see the excitement in the community and the interest, not just locally, but beyond Chelan County as well. So really looking forward to engaging with you going forward and continuing to implement our new vision. Any questions?
I think what I'd like to do, Justin, is I I do have a couple of questions, but I want to back up a little bit for our student participants today. What you're seeing happen in our organization right now, and what Justin has been speaking about, is visioning into the future, 50 years. Where are we going? What are we going to be doing? What are we putting our efforts into? What are we putting our money into? And are we all on the same page? And we've involved the community. We've sent out surveys. We've had meetings. We've talked and talked and talked. And we're refining that vision, even though it's hard to predict the future 50 years. If we look back, and the idea was, are we going to be the ancestors that our ancestors had a vision of hydropower in our region and the benefits of that? It challenged us to look 50 years out in the future with electric demands, with clean air, protecting the environment. What are we doing in really looking past? Most strategic plans look 5 to 10 years. We've gone through a long process of looking 50 years and trying to set the organization and our community up for success, even well after we're gone, and putting things in motion to really do a good job. Are we going to be the ancestors that people that follow us are proud to know that great work has gone into? So as you're coming into a meeting like today, I just wanted to take a minute and kind of give you an idea that the work that we do in meetings has a long impact. Looking at why do we exist? What's our purpose? We're rethinking that. Are we doing things to empower the community? Are we looking at being bold and looking at innovation? And when water starts to be impacted by climate change and clean air, stewardship of water, and are we doing everything possible for the future and setting everybody up for success? So that's what we're doing. I just wanted to give you that background. And Justin is giving us a report on the update. So if you have any questions, you're welcome to stay afterwards and talk to any of us about that. So Justin and Kirk, I keep wondering about our vision statement, our mission statement, and we're kind of in the process of refining this and getting it ready to be in a final document. At the same time, we're still talking about mission and vision. And I was just wondering if there's been any updates or questions or comments or what feedback you're getting on our, on our mission statement. This is a question for our commissioners as well. How's everybody feeling, and what comments and reactions are you getting?
I would say that the feedback I'm getting is very consistent with what you heard in December. I think a little bit of a little mixed, because some people really saw the work that they did embodied in the existing mission and vision. Others can see it more concretely in the new one. I think overall, though, positive. And what I found is that when people ask me about it, even if I sense a little bit of skepticism or maybe disagreement with the proposed language, as we talk about it and they understand the reasons and the kind of the debate that went in that led the board to select the current draft versions, often I see a light go off and go on, and they get it and they understand it, and they're much more accepting of it. So I think that will be important going forward with whatever direction the board chooses, with whatever the final language is, to incorporate some context into that, because I think that really helps.
I would echo the sentiment that, I think that I would still say the current one, because we haven't officially changed the mission and vision, but the current mission and vision resonate with a lot of people because they're catchy. What I've seen is when you explain the context of the questions you all wrestled with for looking at that mission and vision statement, is very similar to what Justin described. When you talk about, well, what would happen if the PUD went away? Why is the PUD here, and what happens if it goes away? Then people see that connection right away to the mission statement. And when you hear, as you articulated so well, Commissioner McKenna, the 50-year vision and wanting to be good ancestors, then the bold and daring value comes out in the vision. So it's going to be one of the things we're going to have to be really good at when we go out and talk to the community over these activities, is talk about what are the questions that this board and the senior managers wrestled with to get to that point. So far, I haven't heard anything that would suggest we not use those. I'm always listening for that. Once people understand the context, I hear general support for them.
I'm personally actually pleased that people are struggling with that change, because it's meant something to them. It helps guide their work, our work, and we don't take lightheartedly changing those words, because it has meant something. And what we're trying to do is to make sure that that continues to mean something and helps guide our work. So I was just wanted to bring that up. Anything else, commissioners? Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. I'd like to pivot, if I could, and make an introduction. I'll ask Carlo Davis to come up to the podium with me here. And as he's walking up, Carlo is our new Director of Strategic and Corporate Affairs. He most recently served as Chief of Staff at the Washington Department of Natural Resources, leading various initiatives, everything from wildfire preparedness and aquatic restoration to housing and rural economic development. Prior to that role, he was a Senior Advisor to the Mayor of Seattle. And he holds a Bachelor's of Arts in Political Science and is also a graduate of the University of Washington School of Law. So Carlo has now been here 2 weeks, so he's fully up to speed and ready to hit the ground. But I'll let him do a more elaborate introduction. But welcome, Carlo.
Welcome. Yeah, appreciate that introduction, Justin, and to Justin and Kirk for bringing me on board. It's started week three, but great to be here, everyone. The district's been incredibly welcoming and gracious, and there's clearly no shortage of impactful, consequential work underway, including the state legislative session just getting started as well. So excited to get to work and to get to meet all of you, learn your priorities and how we can assist, and looking forward to it.
Great.
Carmona Suryov, right? We promise not to hold that law degree against you.
That law degree or the University of Washington.
Hey, hey, hey. Whoa. No, I'm a dog.
Word, Carlos.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Glad you're here.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
I've got two other bits here that I'll just cover. One, just a reminder, the date for the January 21st workshop changed to January 31st. That was done by email, same place, CTC, 9 a.m. And then just a reminder, Eric sent a note out about a Scribner's error on a resolution number 24-14957 with an adjustment of $300. That was the difference in what the number should have been in that resolution. That's been corrected, and it should be in the signature folder that's going to make its way around here shortly. That's all I have for manager items.
All right, great. I'll open it up for commission items, and I will end with one particular one. Okay, we'll start with Gary.
Thank you.
Over to Randy.
Thank you, Steve. I just I want to recognize Chris Blaine for a moment. Chris, would you just stand up just for a quick second? Chris has been generous enough to accept a position at WAPUTA as the co-chair of the Telecommunications Committee. So, Chris, thank you very much. I know it's going to take up some of your time, and you're a really busy guy, but really appreciate you doing that. And it means a big deal to WAPUTA, and I think it also means a big deal to Chelan PUD to be involved there. So, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
So, for our students in the audience, WAPUTA, we use a lot of acronyms in our business, just like medicine and legal, and we have all of the state utilities that are publicly owned have an organization called Washington Public Utility District, and we meet during the legislative, well, we meet all year long, off and on. We just had a meeting, and so Chris will be helping guide one of those committees of that organization. Thanks for doing that. Randy.
Gary, you didn't steal part of my thunder. You enhanced it. I just wanted, it hit me coming back from last week's PUD Association meetings, how involved and committed our utility is to the association with the new senior managers that are here. I was going to toss out a list, and Chris, you were on it, but now I'll remove you since Gary already stole my thunder. But within that association, we have committees. And Steve McKenna is the co-chair of the Education Committee, which is incredible. And I went a day early this time because I was asked to be a mentor to a new commissioner from Lewis County and was able to sit with him and have the first major presentation of the day in that meeting be given by our attorney, Eric Walquist. And he does this every 2 years and has indicated over the years that he loves that presentation and the interchange that goes on with it. So thank you, Eric. McKenna is a chair. Kelly Allen is a co-chair of the Public Relations and Communications Committee. Ron Slabaugh, our water specialist, is the vice chair of the Water Committee. And so that shares with all of you just how much we believe in our state association and how we know that we can gain by being engaged at a level, a step above where we are. We believe in thievery within the association. We steal from each other on a regular basis, and it's not a crime. It's actually a talent. And so that's what we try to do, is we try to share and help everybody out. So that was my
great. Thank you, Randy. Anything else, Kelly?
I just wanted to add that I felt the WAPUTA meetings were wonderful, the different guest speakers that came in. And with Senator Wynn being the Director of Commerce, it seems very hopeful that we might be going more to a moderate side with some of the energy and issues that the state has faced. But that was my perspective.
That was a really good meeting him and listening to where he wants to go with that organization. So I agree. That was
and,
great.
And he, if I'm not incorrect, he was that was probably his first public speaking engagement since he'd only been sworn in, what, 20 minutes before he got to our offices. So we were first on his list.
Carnan, anything you want to share?
I didn't attend the meetings in person at Wapoota, but I did Zoom in on them and appreciate the opportunity to listen in. And you guys did a great job. I look forward to working with Wapoota in the future. I particularly didn't go because I wanted to go to the INEAT community meeting that they had. They finished their master plan and they presented it to the community and other people. All county representatives were there and present to look over. So I was glad I was there because there was the PUD was represented as well. They had it all laid out. It was very informative, and they worked very hard at building this master plan. And I'm always surprised when I go to INEAT, the community engagement that's there. People really turn out, and they really are active in their community, which you don't see always. For some reason, they're very much engaged. So I was particularly fond of seeing everyone there, and so I thought it was a good thing to be there as a representative.
Okay. Carnan, will we get... Kirk, will we get an overview of what that plan is at some point down the road, or as it impacts us? Or?
Well, this is basically, it's still open for some changes, I think. It's not completely final. I think they just presented it to the community. Here it is. I think they're going to take a few more months there to complete it. I think March is when it's going to be actually the plan, and then my indication is what I got from the media, that they will eventually come to the district because they have some proposals they'd like for us to look at as far as the park and that sort of thing. So then we'll get a chance to look at it. That's important.
And I, yes.
Can I just follow up on that? Chelan is also having a state of the city, which unfortunately conflicts with our Ruby U. But Carnan, if you were interested, it's going to be at the new community center on the 30th at 6 p.m. So part of their master plan as well.
Sure. And just also to echo, thanks, Carnan, and also to echo what Randy was talking about, I really did appreciate Eric's. Eric does a great job in his presentation. He just does it year after year. He's dedicated and enjoys that. And I just heard from many, many, not only the new commissioners, but the commissioners that have been there for years, that, one, it's great information. It's a good review. And they really appreciate Eric's effort on our behalf. So nice job, Eric. And then Gary did a great job. He zoomed in and was part of a panel discussion involved in training new commissioners and represented our utility well. So thank you very much for doing that, Gary. All right. And then lastly, I have some award pins to give out. And Rebecca, you can help. I think I know who these go to, but since I didn't write it down, if I'm in error, please let me know. Now, these pins are just recognition for the years of service by commissioners. Doesn't mean your total years of service, but it's, again, in five-year increments. You may have been here 18 years, but you're going to be recognized for 15. So we'll start off with Randy. So Randy, it's my pleasure to give you your 15-year award pin.
That's me.
There you go, Randy. You've been here 18 years.
18 years.
Yep. Great. And you've got another 6 years. You're starting another 6 years.
Right.
It's quite a dedication. The next one, I believe, goes to Karnan, and this is your 10-year award. And how many years total have you done this?
Was it, well, 10 years, but I've been here for
So congratulations. Thank you for your service. And then lastly, I'll give myself one. This is my 5-year pin. I am going on 8 years of service, and it's going to be fun to put this on my lapel pin, wear it proudly. All right. Do we have any follow-up on delegation of action items from prior board meetings or today's meeting?
I don't have any updates from prior board meetings, and I don't have any new ones that we captured today.
Okay. At this point, I'd like to open up the floor for any comments from the public. Hearing none, I'll move on. But again, I want to thank our students from Wenatchee High School. You caught us on a day where we're going to be finishing up our meeting this morning, so you get out of here early.
They guys can plan that.
Yeah. Have some coffee or something. Do we have any other matters of general business that needs to be come before this commission? All right. Hearing none, we will be moving into executive session to discuss with legal counsel agency enforcement actions, litigation, potential litigations to which the district or its board or is likely to become a party and or legal risk as authorized by statute, and to review the performance of a public employee as authorized by statute as well. And we're looking at how long?
60 minutes.
60 minutes. All right. Hearing nothing else, we are in adjournment to move into executive session.